visually impaired creating art for the blind. This item brings a number of different stories together on one theme, creating art despite sight loss. Sensory science. Art exploring science and created for people with sight loss has been on show as part of a festival organised by Cambridge University. Sensory science at St Catherine's College was part of the Cambridge Festival, which explored aspects of research carried out at the university and was open to the public. Scientists at the Department of Pathology worked with local artists to create pieces to communicate science. Sensory science is the brainchild of Dr. Erica Tandori, a low vision artist. She was diagnosed with Stargardt's disease, a form of macular dystrophy, when she was 23, and trained in creative arts and scientific communication. "I'm an artist that's absolutely in love with science," she said. "The whole idea of making things multi-sensory brings knowledge to life and makes it more accessible to everyone." The pieces on show include lights and music, and was about all of us, cells and the immune system, and it should be available to all of us. Together with Professor Jamie Rossjohn, Dr. Tandori saw the need for science communication to reach the blind and low vision community. She also worked with Professor Adrian Liston, Professor of Pathology at Cambridge University, who said, "The really unique aspect about this particular event is that we're really going for a multi-sensory approach. This involved not just the visual, but auditory soundscapes, tactile maps, smell, other ways of communicating concepts. The aim is to make this as inclusive as possible. Using multiple senses is obviously a huge advantage if you want to include the blind and low vision community." Dr. Julia Johnson from Anglia Ruskin University worked on the project with art and pathology students. "We're looking at art's value in addressing some of the topics," she said. "We're thinking about how art can act as a communication tool for engaging audiences. Through a very sensory and tactile approach, young people and low vision audiences can understand more about scientific models." World Unseen. Photography is a visual medium, so how do you make it accessible to people who are partially sighted or cannot see at all? That's the aim of World Unseen, a temporary exhibition at Somerset House in central London, where photographs have been brought to life using 3D elevated prints, audio descriptions, soundscapes, and braille to help visitors connect with the images. Organised by Canon Europe, the exhibition is also intended to give fully sighted people a better appreciation of the partially sighted experience. This immersive, first of its kind photography exhibition enables everyone, blind, partially sighted and sighted, to experience imagery in an entirely new way. Canon believes images have the power to change the world, but there are more than 2 million people living with sight loss in the UK who aren't able to experience imagery to the same extent. World Unseen uses printing technology to bring the power of imaging to everyone. Visitors experience the imagery and the stories they tell in a whole new way. They hear vivid descriptions from the photographers themselves in immersive, soundscaped audio, and can read them with their fingertips, embossed in Braille. They can even feel the images, textures, and compositions through tactile printing. Guide dog sculpture. An artist who is registered blind has exhibited a sculpture of her guide dog. Somerset artist Angela Charles has shown her art publicly since 1989, but has gradually lost her sight over the past 13 years. A sculpture of her guide dog Flynn, featured in the Paws on the Wharf art trail in Canary Wharf. I really lost my confidence, but when I was matched with my guide dog, it changed everything, Ms. Charles said. You can't be miserable with a dog around. Ms. Charles said that she has always wanted to be an artist, and she worked as a curator for years until she had to give it up due to her sight loss. I now just paint, which surprises a lot of people, she added. I just thought, nothing's going to stop me. A lot of the detail is gone. It's more abstract, but I still really enjoy painting. Ms. Charles said she first noticed that she was going blind when she could not see well in the dark. Then I realised it was a bigger problem, she said. She was registered as blind 6 years ago with retinitis pigmentosa, and 5 years ago she got her guide dog Flynn. I have some peripheral vision, and my phone will read the colour of my paint tubes. Everyone else thought I would have to give it up, but for me it's something that's just in me. Deborah Bourne, director of the charity Guide Dogs, who organised the art trail, added, Paws on the Wharf was a first for Guide Dogs and was an artistic event that everyone could enjoy, truly inclusive and a shared experience for all. Photography. Photographs taken by visually impaired people have gone on display in a new exhibition. The images have been shot by 9 members of Vision Northumberland, which supports those who are blind and have issues with their sight. The work is being shown at the Coquetdale Arts Centre in Rothbury, Northumberland. Alison Murray, who has lost much of her central vision, said, it was such a proud moment for us all. Ms. Murray, 48, has an eye condition connected to diabetes, which also means she struggles to read. I've always wanted to take photographs, and when I lost much of my eyesight 20 years ago, I never thought I would again, she explained. Cameras a long time ago were very different. Now, with digital photography, you can see what you've taken, and if you've got it wrong, you can try again. It's amazing. To have my work on display is something I wouldn't have imagined in my wildest dreams. Another exhibitor is 86-year-old Joan Costley from Rothbury, who has macular degeneration which affects the central vision. I thought it was a bit of a funny thing to be doing when you're partially sighted, she said. But I had a digital camera, which my grandson had given me years ago, which I'd never used, and I thought my picture of the boats at Amble came out very well. I'm quite proud to think people will see my photographs, and it's lovely to have everyone's work here too, she added. The free exhibition runs until the end of June. Art exhibitions. Blind Jenny Sorton is turning her passion for art into vital funds by organising art exhibitions to raise money for charity. She served in the Women's Royal Army Corps, Provost, for 5 years before a career with Northamptonshire Police. Jenny lost her sight suddenly whilst at work, and was eventually diagnosed with bilateral optic atrophy, which is sight loss caused by damage to the optic nerve. She says, When I was first told my diagnosis, I was devastated, extremely worried. My world fell apart. I feared I would lose my job and my home. All these things came flashing into my mind, which sent me into a spiral. Jenny began to receive support from charity Blind Veterans UK in 2018 and now works for us as a member of staff, helping to support other blind or partially sighted veterans. She says, meeting a fellow blind veteran at the Blind Veterans UK Centre of Wellbeing in Llandudno inspired me to challenge myself and get on with life. That peer support was worth its weight in gold. I learned that just because I'd lost some of my sight, it didn't mean life was over. I just had to accept it and adjust, which was a journey in itself. Jenny's love of art has helped her during her rehabilitation, and she hopes that through her passion, she can help others to access the vital support they need. Jenny, together with her husband, began running their charity arts exhibitions in 2007, with money raised supporting a number of different charities over the years. She adds, following my sight loss, I pushed myself to try and continue with the things I loved, such as painting, cake decorating, drawing and cooking. I just have to find workarounds that allow me to do things differently and appreciate it takes longer too. I have no usable sight in one eye, seeing only grey and limited sight in the other, and therefore have no perspective, so art is challenging. However, I become totally immersed in what I'm doing when I paint.